Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. And inshallah, as we're in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the parables of Allah's fear. Let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in a narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has stated, Allah azza wa jal created an angel having a wing extending till the east and a wing extending till the west. When a man or a woman from my ummah sends salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal commands this angel to dive in an ocean of light which is beneath the throne. It dives into this ocean and then comes out. Then it flaps its wings and a drop of water falls from each and every feather. Allah Azza wa Jal then creates from every drop an angel who seeks forgiveness for him until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, some wise men have stated that the soundness of the body lies in less food, and the soundness of the soul lies in abstaining from sins, and the soundness of one's Islam lies in sending salawat upon the best of creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, after having recited salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's now discuss our today's topic, and that is the parables of Allah's fear. In this regard, there is a parable that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu, who is a famous Tabi'i saint, that, O Ka'b, tell us some frightening things carrying out the order. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, O leader of the believers, if you come on the day of judgment with the deeds of even 70 prophets alayhi salam, you will still consider them to be very less after you have seen the conditions of the day of judgment. Listening to this, the leader of the believers lowered his head for a while, having covered from his overwhelming state. Allahu Akbar. After he recovered from that state, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he said, O Ka'b, carry on. Please carry on. Sayyidina Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, O leader of believers, if as much part of the hell as a nostril of a bull is opened in the east, the brain of the person present in the west will boil and flow out due to its heat. Upon hearing this, the leader of believers lowered his head for a while, and he was experiencing some very strong feelings. Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu further said, on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jal will gather all people of every age in a plain. Then angels will descend and stand in rows. Afterwards, Allah azza wa jal will say, O Jibreel alayhi salam, bring hell. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam will bring hell with its 70,000 reins being pulled. When hell is 100 years of distance away from creation, it will thunder so fiercely that the hearts will tremble with fear. When it will thunder again, every respected angel and prophet will kneel down. When it will thunder for the third time, the hearts of people will move up to the throat and their intellect will be overpowered by fear. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Allah Almighty, For the sake of being your Khalil, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Almighty, for the sake of my supplications, I ask you for myself only. And Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will humbly say, O Almighty, for the sake of the respect you have given me, I ask you for myself only. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, how terrifying the scene will be when the hell is brought on the Day of Judgment. Just imagine, now the sun is at a distance of 4,000 years from us, and it has its back towards us. But on the Day of Judgment, the sun will be only at a distance of 1.25 miles, and its front will be facing us. On that day, due to its heat, brain will boil, and people will be sweating so excessively that the sweat will be soaked through 70 yards into the earth. The sweat that the earth is not able to absorb will start to rise. Some people will have it rise up to their ankles. Some will have it up to their knees. And for some, it will rise up to their backs or up to their chest. And for yet others, it will rise up to their necks. For the non-believers, their sweat will rise up to their mouths and will get hold of them like rains. They will be paddling into it. In this state of extreme heat, the level of thirst one can feel is beyond words. Allahu Akbar. Tongues will shrink like thorns, and some people's tongues will be sticking out with their hearts stuck in their throats. The intensity of punishment will be dependent upon the severity of sins. Even though the punishment will be so severe, there will be no support or help. A brother will run away from his brother. Parents will run away from their children, and members of the whole family will try to escape from each other. Every individual will be worried about himself, and nobody will help anyone. At this time, despite all these difficulties, the hell will also be brought. The hearts of the creation will be trembling with thunder. In short, the hardships of the Day of Judgment will be such that even big righteous deeds will also feel less. Very wise people will lose their wisdom. Even the blessed Anbiya alayhi salam, who are certainly forgiven, will also have concern for themselves. Just ponder, what will happen to us at that critical moment? Today, we are committing sins at all times. We are spending our day and night heedlessly. We have started trusting the temporary life of this world after forgetting the eternal life. We have become so busy with the passion to earn money that we have forgotten the real purpose of our creation. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the beloved hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which it is mentioned that Ra'sul hikmati makhafatullah, that the fear of Allah azza wa jal is the peak of wisdom. Our salvation lies in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is related that a person's heart became attached to a woman, and this woman came out for some work of hers. This man went with her. When he was in solitude with her in the jungle, and the people were all asleep, the man expressed his secret of having fallen in love with her. So the woman said to him, "Go and see if all the people have fallen asleep." The man was overjoyed by her words and thought that she had accepted him. He therefore went and checked around the entire residential area. He saw that all the people were fast asleep. He returned to her and informed her that all the people were in fact sleeping. She said to him, "What do you have to say about Allah Azza wa Jal? Is he sleeping at this hour?" The man replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal does not sleep, neither does slumber or sleep overtake him." So the woman said to him, "Surely he who never slept and never sleeps is watching us, even if people do not see us. He is therefore more deserving of being feared. The man then left her out of fear of the divine creator, subhanAllah. He repented and returned to his land. When he passed away, someone saw him in a dream and asked him, "What did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you? How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you?" He replied that Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me because of my fear of him and because of my leaving that sin. Subhanallah. This is what happens when we develop true fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It prevents us from committing heinous acts. It prevents us from every sin. It prevents us from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It prevents us from hurting anyone. It prevents us from stealing. It prevents us from lying. Even when nobody is looking, we know deep down in our hearts, if we have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come to remind us that don't think that nobody is watching. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing, all hearing, at all times. His knowledge encompasses everything. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, when the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instilled in the heart, it prevents us from many, many mishaps, from many sins. And therefore, Ra'sul Hikmati Makhafatullah. Allah's fear is the peak of wisdom. Subhanallah, we have just gone over the parable of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala regarding the occurrences on the day of resurrection and how everybody will be terrified of the fire of Jahannam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that once while offering salah led by Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I heard the sound of his crying behind three rows. Allah. Three rows of jama'ah. And he heard his father crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while offering salah from a distance of three rows. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got late due to some reason for Isha Salah. And he said that I led the Isha Salah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu came later on and joined the Salah, reciting Surah Zariyat. When he reached the blessed verse whose translation from Kanzul Iman is, "And in the heaven is your sustenance and that which you are promised," Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying loudly. Surely, offering salah with its real pleasure is the mi'raj of ibadah. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would offer salah with extreme humility and self-mortification. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah and would enjoy the real pleasure of worship and ibadah. But alas, majority of us are heedless of offering salah and are violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the rest who do offer salah, Allah Azza wa Jal knows how many of them offer salah with sincerity and how many offer without sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a sincere heart. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. He Azza wa Jal knows as to how many Muslims take care of humility and self-mortification in the salah, and how many are engrossed in the thoughts of their friends, home, businesses, etc. Instead of humility and self-mortification, He Azza wa Jal knows as to how many salah offering people keep in mind the sunnahs and the wajib acts and the acts of salah, and how many focus on their worldly necessities, desires and wishes. Remember, salah is extremely important right out of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. It can be understood by the fact that the first question out of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will be asked about salah. It is stated in the blessed hadith that أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ. The first question on the Day of Judgment from a bondman will be about his salah. Therefore, we should refer salah to all our worldly affairs and get busy preparing for it, leaving all of our worldly activities. We should offer salah with jama'ah, with extreme humility and self-mortification, because offering salah properly not only brings about countless blessings of the world and the hereafter, but it also brings about the ukhrawi benefits of the hereafter in the form of our salvation and forgiveness on the Day of Judgment. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has stated that Allah azza wa jal has made 5 times salah obligatory. The one who performs wudu for them properly and offers them at their fixed times and performs their ruku and sujood with humility. So it is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal will forgive him. And the one who does not perform them, so Allah Azza wa Jal has no reward for him. He may forgive him or torment him. Allah Allah. Subhanallah. This is the excellence of salah. And a person who is punctual on his salah, this is the beginning of a beautiful journey. Subhanallah. In addition to countless attributes, we were mentioning about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the second Khalifa of Islam. He is, subhanallah, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan even runs away from his shadow. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had fear of Allah azza wa jal and adopted piety and abstinence. His conversation used to be full of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. At times, he was so much overcome with the fear of Allah azza wa jal that due to the fear of accountability of the grave and the Day of Judgment, he would desire that, "I wish I could be the fat-tailed sheep of my family, which they would feed a lot until I would become very fat. Then their dear friends would become their guests and they would slaughter me for them. Then they would roast my meat. Some meat would be eaten after cutting into small pieces. I wish I were not a human." Allahu Akbar. Such was his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His fear for the Day of Judgment. And his fear about what's going to happen in the grave. Once, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up a lump of sand from the earth and said, "I wish that I could be that lump of earth. I wish that my mother had not given birth to me. I wish I could be nothing. I wish that I could be a forgotten thing." Allah. Dear brothers, due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the fear of the hidden plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is wishing humbly that he could become a fat-tailed sheep and a lump of sand from the earth, because earth and animals, they do not have the fear of bad end. They will not face the agonies of death and terrors of grave and the punishment of the hell. Just ponder, despite being absolutely blessed with paradise, when Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has fear of the hidden plan of Allah azza wa jal, so how much fear we should have of the hidden plans of Allah azza wa jal, and till what extent should we be worried for the safety of our own faith? Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he has said that the Islamic scholars have mentioned, there is a great danger of losing faith at the time of death for the one who does not have fear of losing faith in his life. That's why laying stress on having fear for himself and remaining steadfast on Islam until the last breath, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in verse 102 of Surah Al-Imran, translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightfully feared and never die but as a Muslim. Regarding this blessed verse, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that from this verse, it has become obvious that to die in faith is the main criterion if he remains a true believer throughout his life. And at the time of his death, he becomes a disbeliever. He is like a real disbeliever. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to have good end and good death. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, used to cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to fear His hidden plans and would be worried for their safety and the safety of their iman. Undoubtedly, they used to care and they used to take care of their iman, their faith in a proper manner. They had absolute belief in this beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, meaning deeds depend upon the end. And that's why they used to be worried day and night lest they should lose their faith. If faith is intact, only then we will enjoy its fruits in the hereafter. But if the faith is lost, all the deeds will be destroyed and we will have to face disgrace in both the worlds. Therefore, instead of being deceived by this immortal world and spending precious time in useless activities, or rather spending it in impermissible and haram acts, we should make efforts to protect our faith, following into the footsteps of the righteous people and the pious predecessors. We should repent whether we are sitting or standing or walking, and should try to protect our inside, our interior and exterior from sins. We should perform every deed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear His hidden plan. And despite being absolutely blessed with paradise, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have great fear of the hidden plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is, subhanAllah, from Ashra Mubashara. He is from the very close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is from Khulafa Arba'a, Allahu Akbar, second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Islam. And he used to have so much of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla instill His fear into our hearts and make our hearts shine with His rahmah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear brothers, we have, mashallah, today as well, a wonderful kalam. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya,
tere jaya,
koi nahi,
koi nahi.
Yahi bole sira wale, chamne jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya. तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तेरे खुल्क को हक ने अजीम कहा, तेरी खिल्क को हक ने जमील किया, कोई तुझसा हुआ है न होगा शहा, तेरे खालिके हुस्नो अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम।
दुनिया पे आया कोई तेरी ना मिसाल, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा।
मक्के रहण वाले आ मदीने जान वाले आ, मक्के रहण वाले आ मदीने जान वाले आ, ठुड्डे खान वाले आ नू सीने लाण वाले आ, खान वालिया नू सीने लान वालिया, तेरे बाजों डिगे आनू कोई नहीं संभालदा, तेरे बाजों डिगे आनू कोई नहीं संभालदा,
लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा।
अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई, जैसे मेरे सरकार हैं ऐसा नहीं कोई, तेरी आते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, ते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरे गुलामां दा जवाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरे गुलामां दा जवाब नहीं, होरां नू तू रूप वंडे हबशी बिलाल दा, होरां नू तू रूप वंडे हबशी बिलाल दा,
लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و توان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور برادرز الحمد للہ ماشاء اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بائی اور بلاوڈ حاجی مولانا عبدالحبیب الطاری حفظہ اللہ تعالی اینڈ ناؤ کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ڈسکشن دی پیرابل آف اللہ's فیئر The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the glad tidings of being blessed with paradise. He gave Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu the glad tidings of being blessed with paradise. Instead of this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked a question from the confidant, blessed companion Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu about the mischiefs and hypocrites. So, And he said, O Huzaifa, Is my name also amongst the hypocrites? And Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly replied, O Amir al-Mu'minin, by Allah, you are not amongst them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was afraid that his nafs might make condition doubtful and conceal his faults from him. So fearful was he about it that he considered the glad tidings given to him by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be conditional on some such conditions which were not found in him. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not let himself stress-free with this glad tiding. Due to the fear of Allah azza wa jal, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sometimes he would bring small children by holding their hands and say to them, make dua for me because you have not committed sins yet. Allahu Akbar. The state of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a cause for serious concern. We are spending our day and night heedlessly. We have no fear of Allah azza wa jal and are not pious and abstinent. We don't have any good deeds, but lots of sins and have no tension for our hereafter. However, a Muslim should love his hereafter the most. May Allah azza wa jal enable us to think about our hereafter. Yes. It shouldn't be our case that, you know, sharme nabi khawfe khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. We shouldn't fall under such category. We neither have a shame to appear in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or fear for Allah azza wa jal. Surely when a person develops the fear of Allah azza wa jal, he starts performing good deeds day and night. He spends day and night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of trusting the mortal life of this world, he prefers the immortal life. Person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends his entire life preparing for the grave and the hereafter by obeying Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, crying out in the fear of Allah azza wa jal and becoming pious and abstinent. His friends, relatives and the people who spend time in his company feel a kind of charge in him. You know, that he is so full of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's a completely changed person. Many blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum also developed unanimous opinion about Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'minin Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was an extremely pious and Allah-fearing person. He used to have dislike for the world. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal, listen to some of the sayings of the blessed companions about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is from the Ashra Mubashara himself, he says about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma kana Umar ibn al-Khattab bi awwalina islaman wala aqdamina hijratan walakinahu kana azhadana fi dunya wa arghabana fi al-akhira. Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu neither embraced Islam nor migrated before us. But he disliked the world and longed for the hereafter more than us. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not migrate before us. But I have understood this as to why he has surpassed us. It is because he was more righteous and pious than us. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, kana aktharu kalami Umara Allahu Akbar. Meaning, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would quite often say, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that while reciting invocation, sometimes Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would cry so much that he would fall over losing consciousness and could not go out of his home for a day or two. People would come to inquire after his health. Allahu Akbar. Such was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's fear of Allah azza wa jal. How he would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his fear of Allah azza wa jal reminds us as to how much we should be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was from Ashara Mubashara. He was the one already given glad tiding of paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But us, who have no certainty, what is going to be our end? Allahu Akbar. And our state is such that we don't cry like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We should be crying more often. We should be asking for Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness more often. And we should be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true, sincere heart. And Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the eyes who shed tears in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers, surely the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is a very great blessing. And unless we get this great blessing, we cannot get rid of sins, and it is almost impossible to love virtuous deeds. Once we attain this great blessing, it will become easy for us to perform virtuous deeds and stay safe from sins. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, which develops in the heart of a true believer, protects him from sins and guides him to the right path. And what is this great blessing? What is fear of Allah Azza wa Jal called? Let's inshallah listen to some explanation about it. It is mentioned on page number 26 in his excellent book, Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sual Jawab. And this book is authored by none other than His Eminence, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, where he has mentioned that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal means that one should be scared of Allah's hidden plan, His bayniyazi, absolute self-reliance, His anger, His punishment, His torments, His wrath, and the destruction of faith as a result of it. At many places in the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded true believers to adopt this sacred attribute. It is stated in verse number 131 of Surah Nisa, translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, we have emphasized to those who received the books before you and to you that keep fearing Allah. Similarly, it is stated in verse number 70 of Surah Al-Ahzab, O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. And again in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 175, and fear me if you are believers. Encouraging us after narrating this blessed ayah, His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat Ahmad Barakatum al-Aliyah, he says that I wish that we could get rid of heedlessness for the sake of this blessed verse and be blessed with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in a proper manner, along with the hope of mercy. I wish that we could feel the instability of this world in a real manner. We could have the fear of bad end and the fear of anger of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. I wish that we could have the fear of death, difficulties of death, status of our own bodies, ghusl, and shrouding and burial, and darkness and the terror of the grave, questions of munkar and nakir, torments of the grave, the heat and the nervousness of the day of judgment, the terrors of sirat, and summons in the divine court, calling to accounts for even small deeds in the plane of the day of judgment, disgrace of our faults being exposed in front of everyone, horrible trumpeting of hell, terrible punishments of hell, Allahu Akbar, delicateness of our soft bodies, deprival of great blessings of paradise, etc. I wish that this fear could become the source of guidance and mercy for us, as it is stated in verse number 154 of Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, translation from Kanzul Iman, guidance and mercy for those who fear their Lord. In addition to these blessed verses and these Quranic accounts of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been made in blessed hadith as well. Let's listen to some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that when a tear wells up in the eyes of a true believer out of the fear of Allah azza wa jal, though equal to the head of a fly and reaches the apparent part of his face, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him haram for hell. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that when the heart of a believer trembles with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his sins fall like the leaves from a dry tree. And the knower of the unseen, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the embodiment of nur and light, he has stated, the person who cries out of fear for Allah Azza wa Jal will not go to hell at all until mulk returns to the other. Allah Allah. Dear brothers, we should also possess these noble attributes like piety and abstinence and cry at all times out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should remain busy with the divine dhikr. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would listen to the blessed verses about the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal, the plane of the Day of Judgment and the conditions of hell, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would start crying. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear brothers, we have alhamdulillah a beautiful madani pearl of nasiha for us to take admonition from. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal go and listen to the nasiha, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with the conclusion of our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the great companion of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, states, indeed, you are living through days and nights that are reducing your lifespan, with your deeds being recorded. And death comes suddenly. Allahu Akbar. Here within this narration of the great companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, he reminds us of the fleeting nature of life and the certainty of death. Death is inevitable. Every day that passes brings us closer to our akhirah. And knowing this should inspire us to increase our good deeds and remain conscious of our accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refrain from sins. And we should take a moment of each and every single one of our day to reflect and ask ourselves that, what have I done today? Have I used my time wisely today? Or have I wasted my time? Make use and make the most of your time. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah. We were listening to the beautiful nasiha from our great Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, all the way from the UK, our Shahbaz Bhai Attari, hafizahullah ta'ala, mashallah. He's such a wonderful brother. Quite a few times I had the privilege of speaking to him. And mashallah, now we are back to our discussion regarding the parables about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have learned how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who would fear Allah azza wa jal to such a degree. It's been narrated that Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala who was one of them who he used to recite the Quran in a very beautiful voice. Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, O Ibn Amir, recite loudly Surah Bara'at to me. When he started reciting the Surah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried abundantly. He then said, it is my presumption that this ayah has just been revealed. Allahu Akbar. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a home of someone who was reciting Surah Tur, and he radiallahu anhu stopped there and he started listening to the recitation. When the person started reciting the blessed verse, indeed your Lord's punishment is definitely to take place, there is no one to avert it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got off his donkey and he stood leaning against a wall and kept pondering over these verses for a long time. Afterwards, he went back to his home and remained ill for one whole month. people would come to inquire after his health, but no one could know the reason for his illness. Dear brothers, we should also recite the glorious Quran daily with its translation and commentary, acting upon the life of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and reading about the torments in the blessed verses. We should try and bring ourselves to tear. Yes, these eyes should shed tears in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are unable to cry, then we should at least make our faces as if we were to cry. But remember, after reading or listening to the reality of the grave hereafter and the day of judgment, releasing a heavy sigh, shaking head few times, or feeling sad or shedding some tears out of their terror are not sufficient, but rather beside them the act of giving up sins and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of carrying out practical requirements of the fear of Allah azza wa jalla are also very important for the salvation in the hereafter. We should make self-accountability and think as to how many breaths we have taken and how many days of our lives we have spent in this mortal world and how many stages of life we have passed through our childhood, youth and old age. And during this, how many times have we felt these great blessings in our hearts? Have we ever trembled with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? Have tears ever come in our eyes out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have our steps ever got back when we took them to commit a sin after thinking about the punishment given for that sin? Have we ever spent one night in our entire life worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal out of the fear of punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal? Have we ever got terrified of the sins by thinking about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? Has any change occurred in our hearts and due to the desire of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the answer to these questions are in the affirmative, then think carefully. Have we been privileged to act upon the practical requirements of fearing Allah Azza wa Jal after getting into these states, or we have merely become satisfied that we are amongst those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal when we get into these states? And if the answer to these questions are in the negative, then just ponder, lest our heart become very hard due to committing sins abundantly, and we are still unaware of these states because of its hardness. If there is something like this, so it is a matter of great concern, because this hardness of the heart and negligence caused by it might throw us into the depths of Jahannam. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard all of us. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Islamic parables Islamic parables timeless and bright springing the soul to the path of light Islamic parables